This is Ronnie Parks from Bonfire, and you're listening to That Metal Interview Podcast.
Deep in the night, when I'm alone, my heart starts to burn, 'cause I feel for you.
That Metal Interview.
A UK band by the name of Bonfire. For those of you that remember their badass music back in the late 80s, these guys are from the UK. And they have just re-recorded and re-released their first three albums. First one being Don't Touch the Light, and they called it Don't Touch the Light 2023. And then they re-recorded Fireworks 2023, Point Blank 2023. And we have our guest, Ronnie Parks, bassist for Bonfire. And he's going to talk about why they had to re-record those first three albums. Isn't that a badass story or what? And right now you can catch these guys on tour, on the Origins tour, and check them out on social media and so on and so forth. So let's check out one of their new songs and videos by the name of Ready for Reaction. Check it out. Bonfire.
Too early in the night, you hope not so much to hide.
Do You Concur? This is some awesome rock and roll, rock, metal, awesome hard rock for sure. A song by the name of Ready for Reaction, a re-recording for sure by the band Bonfire. And right now, let's go directly into the interview with bassist Ronnie Parks of Bonfire. Check it out. Where are you at? To what part of the globe?
Well, right now I'm in New Jersey. I live in New Jersey. The band's based out of Ingolstadt, Germany, but yeah, I live here in New Jersey, right by in Bergen County, right next to Manhattan.
Okay, cool.
And now, actually, there's it's quite a diverse band now. Now it's I'm in the United States. The drummer's from Italy. The singer is from Greece, and two members are from Germany.
Talk about
so it's a very international now.
I take it there's no rehearsals.
No, yeah, there really isn't. There is no rehearsals.
That'd be crazy.
And we have one usually like before the first like a tour or something. Like maybe we might, and it doesn't always happen, but sometimes we could have like in the same venue that we're playing the first show of the tour, we can like the night before rehearse a little bit. But this time there's not going to be any of that, actually.
So how do you guys go about, who does the set lists for a tour, for example? Is it teamwork?
Well, usually it's usually either me or Hans does the set list. Hans is the original member.
Yeah, the original guy.
Still
yeah.
in the band. Yeah, so either one of us usually make up the set list. And this set list is because we have a new three album thing coming out. And it's the first three albums that were re-recorded. So this whole tour is just those songs. We're not really playing anything else that was recorded after or recently. It's just those songs, you know. We're doing the newer versions, but
okay.
just from those three albums.
Which albums are these? Because I have here in my notes Fireworks 2023.
Yeah.
September 22nd,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's Don't Touch the Light, Fireworks, and Point Blank. All three albums we re-recorded.
Oh, wow.
And the reason we did it was because we were in the process of making a documentary. And then we found out that we don't own the rights to those first three albums. We have the rights to everything else except for those. So, you know, in common fashion of what's been going on lately, and many other people have done this, we decided, okay, well, let's just re-record them and then we get the rights back. You know?
Wow.
So and at the same time, these albums were recorded, the original ones were recorded back in like 1986, 87, you know, so now they're updated a little bit, which is kind of cool, you know. I think they sound really great. Really, it's cool versions. We're not really trying to compete with the originals, you know. We're not trying to be like, oh, this is better than the original or anything like that. The originals are great, you know, there's no denying that, but this is just it's just a new recording. That's all. You know, some people get really upset about it. It's like, you know, well, why are you re-recording this? But it's just another album. You know, we're going to do another new album next year. But for right now, this is it's called the Origins Tour.
The Origins Tour. Okay. So where are you guys touring? What's the first hit? The first stop?
Right now, we go back. We've already done a couple shows. We've done quite a few shows already this year. And we just came back recently from Romania and Bulgaria. That was really cool. So now these shows are basically, I think they're all in Germany, except for maybe one is in Switzerland. And this starts October 31st through November 20th. And then in December, we have two shows in Cyprus in the beginning of the month, like maybe December 1st and 2nd or 2nd and 3rd. And then a show in France on the 9th. Of December, and then a show in Belgium on the 15th of December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so then I think that's it for this year.
So what year did you get the gig with Bonfire? How long have you been there?
I've been in the band since 2015. I started playing with Hans in 2014 in his solo band called Easy Living.
That's right, yeah.
And I was in a band here in the States on a band from New York called Tango Down. And it was me and David Reese were in that band together.
Okay.
And at that point, Dave was saying, you know, I want to put out another solo album, man. And everybody says, you know, help me. And nobody does anything. And I said, well, you know, I'll help you, man. We'll do it, man. We'll put it together. And we did. And we got a bunch of people I got a bunch of people involved, and I did a lot of stuff, and eventually we started to be, I started to become like his music director, basically. So I was like booking shows and working merchandise and basically doing everything, setting up the rehearsals, teaching, getting the band members and everything. So I did so much stuff. He goes, you know what, man, me and you were working together really great. He goes, the next call I get for something, man, I'm bringing you with me. And the next call he got was from Hans Ziller in Germany for his solo band, Easy Living.
Oh, really?
So, actually, he had called Michael Voss. And Michael said, oh, well, you know, what about David Reese? He was the former singer for Accept.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a good idea. So he called them, and they had already met previously in the past. So he said, yeah, definitely, you know, I want him in the band. And Dave said, well, you know, I got to bring this other bass player with me, though. And they said, yeah, okay. He said, yeah, okay, no problem. So that's how it started, man. And then we came over in Germany. We had a band, Easy Living, and it was me, Hans. At the time, Harry Reichman was the drummer for Bonfire, so, and he was our drummer, Easy Living. And we also had Paul Morris. He was formerly of Rainbow
okay.
on the keys.
Yeah.
And we did great, man. So we had a really good time, 2014. And then in 2015, you know, Bonfire at that time, everybody wasn't getting along. Things were getting a little weird between each, all the members and stuff. And Klaus talked about leaving. And then Hans basically bought Klaus out of the band.
Okay.
Like, you know, he sold all his stuff, all his portions of everything, and he left the band. And then Hans took the Easy Living members and got rid of Paul on keys and added another guitar player, which is Frank Panay from Germany. And then that was it. That was 2015. And we continued like that for a while. And then Dave left the band in like 2016, I think it was. And we had been in talks with Michael Bormann, who was another singer from Germany, who was on you know, a Germany's Got Talent kind of show, or
yeah.
The Voice in Germany or something. And he also had sang on one album in Bonfire back in like 1989 or 90. I'm not sure exactly what year it was, but Bonfire kind of split up. And they kicked Hans out of the band. It was Hans's band, and they kicked him out. and then Klaus had left the band, and they got Michael Bormann as the singer. But then the record label dropped them, and everything fell apart. So then Hans and Klaus got the band back.
Okay.
And they got the name back and everything. And then they restructured the band, and they continued from there. So we were actually, after Dave left, we were going to get Michael Bormann back.
Yes.
But at the time, Michael Bormann had other gigs that he was going to be doing and stuff, so he couldn't do the gigs that we already had. And we were already scheduled for these shows, so we had to do them. So we got Hans found a substitute to fill in, Alex Stahl. And we did a couple shows with Alex, and just the chemistry was amazing. We were just... Everything was so great, and we're like, okay, we can't let Alex go. We have to keep Alex.
Yeah.
So we had kind of made an announcement that Michael Bormann was going to be the singer, but he never actually even, with us, with the newer lineup in 2016, he never even sang a note.
Wow.
So it was just, it was announced, but he never actually became the singer. He never sang.
He never sang for the band.
Just stuck with Alex. Well, he sang back in like 19, whatever it was, 91 or something. But when in 2016, when we announced him, there was nothing. We never played together. We never did anything because we had this substitute, Alex.
Yeah.
And then we just kept Alex. We just kept him because it was so good and the chemistry was so good and everything that we just ended up just keeping him.
And this is the lineup right now, right?
Well, almost.
Okay.
So then what happened was that in 2018, you know, everything was going really good, and we decided to do this big tour, like with a bunch of different singers. We had Jeff Tate and Dave Bickler from Survivor, and Chris Bodenthal from Gravedigger, Johnny Giulielli from Hardline. We had a whole bunch of them. It was 13 singers in total. And so we did a double album of all these cover songs. Basically, it was the songs of the singer. So we did like three Survivor songs, three Queensryche songs, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
So we did that, and the album was really good, but it was so much work because we were already touring. We just recorded this double album. It wasn't even a single album. It was like we recorded a double album, and Hans was booking everything, and we had investors, and at the middle of the tour, the investors pulled out.
Okay.
So there was no more funds for the tour. So the tour ended up canceling. And then this started a big shitstorm. You know? Hans ended up in the hospital, in the mental hospital. He had a breakdown. He tried to commit suicide. And the drummer got angry about everything, the way it happened, and he quit. I mean, he might have lasted a little while longer, but from that whole thing, that relationship started to fall apart. So he left the band. So we got another drummer. We ended up with Andre Hilgers from Rage. And Andre was great. Andre was a great drummer, really great guy. Really liked him. And we went on for a while until 2021. I think we recorded this Roots album right after, in the middle of COVID, we decided to do this this acoustic album to do something, because nobody was doing anything in 2020.
Yeah, COVID.
You know? So when it hit, it really was hard. So we decided to just move over and let me get out of away from this guy who's gonna cut the grass. Let me see, what was I?
2020 COVID.
Yeah. So we recorded the acoustic album Roots, and everything was really cool. We recorded another album after. Did we record another album? Oh, we started working on this project with the three records, because we were starting to make the documentary and everything. And then Alex and Hans kind of got in a fight, and Alex left the band.
Okay.
So then we had to get a new singer.
Yeah.
So now we have another singer. So now the singer is from Greece. He's kind of an unknown. He's super talent. He's really great. I mean, he sang this whole three albums in 12 days.
Really? Wow.
He sang everything. Yeah, so it's like 32 songs in 12 days. So he was doing like four songs a day, basically.
Wow.
It was really amazing. And he's really a great singer. When we found him, he was in a guitar player in a support band that we played for in Greece. Like they opened for us in Greece. And when he heard that the singer left, he contacted us, and he sent us some videos. And we saw the videos and we're like, wow, this guy's really good.
Pretty good.
Why is he not singing with anybody? Why is he not in another band? And then we're like, well, maybe it's fake. Maybe he's not really singing, you know? We didn't know. So,
wow.
Eventually we gave him some of the tracks that were already recorded with Alex, because that was the other thing. So now we had all these three albums recorded, and now our singer just left. So now we're like, wow, what are we going to do now? We still have to release this record. Do we release it with Alex?
Yeah.
Or do we release it with the new singer? And we had to release it with the new singer. We couldn't. I mean, that's kind of weird. Like, so we'd have a new singer and release these albums with the old singer that left. You know, that would just be strange. So
yeah, you're kind of weird.
We said, okay, now you got to come in and sing this, man. You got to come in and sing these. And by the way, we need everything done in 2 weeks, because it was like that close. It was like right at release time, basically.
No pressure.
You know, all the masters had to be in, the artwork was already done, everything was done. So he did it, man. He just came in and he nailed it, and really like beyond nailed it. He did stuff that we didn't expect, and he's just amazing. He's really, really a great talent. He's a great guitar player too, also.
Wow.
So it's really, it's kind of exciting. We're really looking forward to it. The shows that we've done so far have really good response, especially Romania. Romania was crazy. They were really loving it over there. So yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to it. So now the big test is going to come in Germany, we'll do all these shows in Germany and people will finally get to see it. And a new album next year. And yeah,
well,
I think it's going to be good.
Well, very cool story. Thank you for the detail and all that. That's awesome. A lot of changes, but yeah, for the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's one other change in there that, you know, Andre had left also right after the Roots album. He got mad at something and didn't or wanted to do something else. Or I don't know, whatever the reason. I'm not even sure exactly what the reason was. But Andre had left the band. So we have now Fabio Alessandrini. And he was the drummer from Annihilator.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
So it's a really good, it's a really good chemistry now. And the shows that we've played, we all really get along great. Everybody's super talented. So it's like, you know, everything just, there's like a certain magic, you know, when it just comes together. And it's great. We're having a really good time.
So the new songs, Sleeping All Alone, all that stuff, is that this lineup here?
Yeah. Yeah, everything on these albums is this lineup. Yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds great. It sounds badass.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I mean, it really, it's not a competition. I mean, it's a little bit unfair for Diane, the singer, because, you know, of course, any singer is going to be compared to Klaus Lessmann.
Yeah.
But to even do three albums that were, and one of them is the biggest ones that Bonfire, you know, Fireworks was the biggest Bonfire album and most popular. And
yeah.
You know, Klaus is these are all Klaus's songs. So now, of course, he's getting compared to Klaus again, you know. And with every singer, we had to deal with that. It was like, you know, when David Reese was the singer, then, oh, Klaus this, you know. And it's the same thing, like, with David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar. Or,
yeah.
You know, it's, oh, it's not the same band anymore without the singer. But, I mean, the band is, any of these bands that have different members or they're still that band. Whether it's not the same lineup, it's like a baseball team. If one of the guys leaves, it's still they're still the Yankees or the Mets or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good comparison.
They're still that baseball team. It's not like they're not that team anymore. It's just different members.
Exactly.
So it's the same thing with a band. It's really the same thing. But some people don't look at it that way. I don't know why, but they.
Well, you guys sound great.
I mean, I can understand if there's. I can only. Yeah, thank you. I mean, I can understand if there's no original members, but as long as somebody from the band is still one of the original people, then it's still the band, you know?
Yeah, I think Autograph, you've heard of Autograph, right? Autograph is going through that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, of course,
There's no original members.
They're going through that.
Yeah, they're going through one of those court deals. But anyways, but you guys sound badass, and Hans is still there. He's, you know, from the original. Do you guys get any, negative... a backlash with the singer because there's no clouds.
There's a lot of that, you know,
heckler.
It's not Klaus, it's not Bonfire, it's just a cover. But it's always the same, you know, and it's mostly on Facebook. I mean, there are people who, you know, didn't like Bonfire because they didn't like Klaus's voice, you know.
Yeah,
and of course there's Bonfire fans that would never agree to that, of course, you know.
There's always good and bad, yeah.
Yeah, there's always good and bad. So, you know, for some people it's great. Some people, they're not really sure. Some people don't like it. So, I don't, it's hard to say, actually, you know. I can't read people's minds. I don't actually really want to, I don't think.
Right?
You know?
So how do you feel about the new records? New records, right? Because there's a couple coming out.
Yeah.
How are you feeling nowadays? Yeah. Are you excited or?
Yeah. I mean, I think everything's been going really great, and especially with these shows. You know, we just, like I said, we just played Romania and Bulgaria, and so we decided to kind of save money. We were going to drive from Germany, so we played a show in Germany, and we drove to Romania. We played a show, went really well. Then we drove to Bulgaria. We got rained out, and we made a pickup show. Like, basically, because we had to drive so far, we figured, okay, let's get another show to kind of break it up, that we can sleep someplace and we'll maybe make a little money or whatever, and then go on, you know. So we booked this extra little pickup show, and it was on a Sunday in the middle of nowhere. It was really, like, literally there was nobody around. And we couldn't believe how many people. Even the venue was like, this whole place is packed. They couldn't believe it. They didn't expect that many people. So and everybody really loved it. And they're like, okay, you guys got to come back now, because now since that show in Bulgaria was rained out, they wanted to reschedule. So now also the people in Romania said, okay, well, if you're coming back to Bulgaria, you have to play another show here. So we did another one, but this time we flew because that was like crazy. We drew like 15 hours. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really good. So this time we flew to Bulgaria, played the show, went really great, a lot of people there. And then we drove, which sucked, to Romania. So that was another like 10-hour drive. And we actually showed up like, I think we were supposed to go on like within 30 minutes or something. So we just like pulled into this place and we just jumped up on stage and just started playing. It was great. Everybody loved it. It went over awesome. And then finally we flew out. So we didn't have to drive back, thank God. But yeah, I mean, it seems like it's going really good. The response has been really good. Chemistry is really good between us. We all get along really well. So I'm kind of excited. Not so much for these albums because this is old stuff. We kind of just redid it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it shows the potential for what we can do on the next new original, you know, the new album.
The new stuff, yeah.
So, yeah, with the new stuff. So I think it's going to be really incredible. I think like it's going to really like just kick us up another notch because the band is just great.
All these stories are
awesome.
These are cool stories. Are you guys filming this stuff for a documentary or it's just happening as it goes?
Yeah, well, Hans is putting out his book. We were supposed to do a documentary, these three albums, and his book. But we had problems with the documentary and the documentary kind of got pushed to the side. But we had already started the albums, which is why we had to finish it because we already started it. And also his book, he had already started his book, so the book is also done, and now his book is for sale. And basically, you know, Hans suffers from bipolar manic depression.
Okay.
So the book is a lot about his life and his life with bipolar and with Bonfire. So like how it affected things. Like back in like 1995, I want to say, Bonfire did a play called The Rauber, and it was in the State Theater in Ingolstadt in Germany. And the shows did really great. I think they did 80 shows. They had like 80 sold out shows. And they were performing twice a day for like, I don't know, months. But at that time, Hans had got diagnosed with a bipolar. So he was in the hospital. So they would actually let him out of the hospital. They would go pick him up from the hospital, bring him to the show. And then after the show, bring him back to the hospital.
Really? Wow.
They did this for months. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
It was crazy. Yeah, I mean, even after the 2018 thing where he went back into the hospital, he was there for 12 weeks. And then we had an acoustic show really near where his hospital was. And so we picked him up from the hospital. And, you know, I guess he had like some painting classes and stuff. So he painted a picture while he was in the hospital. So we had like his stuff from the hospital in there. And we went right to the gig. We played a gig.
He was painting and then he was playing guitar. Cool.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, but that's a lot of the story of Bonfire. It's a lot of this up and down type of thing, you know, basically because Hans is bipolar and that's what bipolarism is.
Yeah.
You know, it's the ups and downs. So, and it really comes across like in our daily lives, not so much in the music, I guess the creativity maybe comes. Supposedly they say that, you know, that adds some kind of creativity. People who have that also have this creativeness.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe comes across in the music, but, you know, the bipolar is what we kind of live with daily, you know, on the road and the different situations we end up getting into. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of an original thing, but the book is really good. It's going to be really explaining a lot of stuff and, that comes out with these with the new album. So next year that's going to be, you can buy the book now, but it's not out yet. It's going to be released as a special box set.
Okay.
With the new album that comes out next year.
So people can pre-order, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can pre-order the book. You can do it. Hans has some kind of a start next. He had a publisher. And then something happened with the publisher, and now he's thinking about publishing it himself or getting another publisher. He's not sure. So he started like a crowdfunding thing to just raise some money to actually make the book, to do the printing and stuff, to see where it goes, whether he decides that he's going to get a publisher or not. So far it's going pretty good. I think he sold a few hundred books already.
Nice.
He's been up for a week or something. So he's got that going on, and on there you can pre-order the book, or you can go on our website and pre-order the book.
For people listening, what's the website? Where can they find a pre-order?
Our website is www.bonfire.de.
D-E? Dad and Eddie?
D-U.
D-U, okay.
Yeah, like dog Eddie.
Okay.
Dead Eddie. Dead Eddie, that's an awesome name for a band, man. Dead Eddie.
That does sound badass, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, the Dead Eddies.
Like the Dead Kennedys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If everybody's got to be named Eddie, though.
Right. That's a good idea, right there. So, do you have any side projects? Maybe that's your next project, right there.
No. Yeah. That could be the Dead Eddies.
So this is your main plate.
Yeah.
There's no any other bands you're working with.
No. Yeah. I was doing that, but it's just, I don't know. For me, it's too stressful, man, to do too many bands at once, or you know, it's just too many songs, too much pressure. You know, I like it to be easy in my life, you know. And in the past, I did it that way, and I played in many bands. Sometimes I even played two different bands in the same festival. But now it's like, you know, I don't want that anymore. Just one thing. Because, you know, in the past, when I would do that stuff, I'd say, man, it would be so easy if I just had one band. And I just was in one band, and I just had these songs, and that was it.
That's it, yep.
But, you know, and then so now that's what I have now. And I'm not really, at the moment, I'm not looking for anything. I'm not looking to do anything else. Just, I'm totally happy where I'm at. I was supposed to move to Ireland back in 2020, right when COVID hit. So I'm still looking to do that, to move over to Ireland. I mean, maybe things will change when I move there. Maybe I'll meet some people or do something. You know, I don't know. Music's a big thing in Ireland, so maybe I'll just grab an acoustic guitar and go do some pubs or something. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, you got a talent, so I guess try to use your talent, right? Yeah, cool. So what's next for the band? What's next for you, Ronnie? What's on your agenda right now? What's going on?
Well, right now is this tour that's going to come up in November, and we're really looking forward to do that, and it's going to be like the first real long run that we've had, because everything we've done right now has been like two shows or three shows in a clip. So we've done maybe 20 something shows already, but everything was all like, you know, two shows here, three shows, one show, two shows.
Yeah.
So now we're doing like, you know, I think 15 shows or something like that.
Wow.
So we're kind of looking forward to that, because especially with a band like us, where everybody's all over the place, it takes like, you know, a couple of songs to really start getting in the groove. And then, like, you know, when you do two shows, the second show, we're a little bit hotter, you know? So now we're looking to that point where we get to, you know, 15 shows, then we'll be on fire then, you know? That's what we're looking forward to.
Can we expect you guys in America anytime, in Texas, or let's say Mexico, South America?
You know, I would love to do that. I especially South America. I would love to come down to South America and Mexico. The U.S. would also be awesome, but I don't see it in the near future, just because it's so expensive for us to get here, and logistically to set up a tour. You know, I mean, just to be honest, of course I could say we'll be in, you know, next year we'll be there, but the reality, you know, the touring life is not so good as it used to be. You know, it's everything's super expensive, more expensive than it ever was, including flights and gas and you know, everything is just so much more expensive.
Yeah,
so we have a huge built-in crowd now over there, you know, in Europe. So for us to come over here, just to come over here is going to cost, you know, $10,000 just to get here,
without even
playing a note or getting a van, or how are we going to get from place to place, how are we going to get the equipment, where are we going to sleep,
just the flights,
where are we going to play. Just the flights and the visas, because they all need visas to come here.
The visas, yep.
So, you know, yeah. So this is, you know, it's like $10,000 just to get here.
Ridiculous. Wow.
So, yeah. So it's not so easy. I mean, if something comes up, maybe we get offered a good festival or something. Maybe we would make something happen. Or, you know, maybe we got onto some kind of a tour. Then maybe that would happen, and maybe that would be good. But reality is, I don't see it in any near future. I see us all over Europe.
Yeah.
Including...
That's good.
Basically, almost every country in Europe, but...
That's enough work right there. That's badass, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I don't really see us, unfortunately, coming to the U.S. anytime soon, unless we got on, like, a, you know, Monsters of Rock cruise or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the band did play, the last time they were in the United States, they played Rocklahoma in, like, 2010, I think.
Yeah, Rocklahoma,
something like that, or 2000, yeah, Rocklahoma in, like, 2010 or 2009. So that was probably the last time the band was over in the United States.
So how many basses are you carrying on this tour? One or a couple?
I have two basses. I keep the basses over in Germany, actually, so I don't have to bring them back and forth all the time.
There you go.
I spend a lot of time. Yeah, I spend so much time going back and forth. Like, I'll go over there for a month, come back for 2 weeks, go back there for 2 months, come back here for 3 weeks, and go back there for a month again, you know, and it's just all year long. I'm constantly doing that. So I just keep the bases there. That way I don't have to bring them back and forth.
Be carrying stuff on the plane.
That's also a hassle.
Yeah, we go hassle at the airport, yeah.
So
very cool. So appreciate your time, Ronnie. Thank you for the great stories. All these stories are awesome, and they should be on a film. They should be in a movie, you know, part of a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the plan. We were going to have a documentary. I mean, there's really, like, some great stories and different things that have really happened that, you know, we don't have enough time to go through everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, if we really went for stories, I could have really told you some good ones. So maybe the next time.
Next time. We'll leave some content for next time, for sure. But, yeah, I appreciate it, Ronnie. Yeah. Thank you for your time. And, well, thanks for the great music. These are some great albums that people can enjoy for now while you guys prepare some new unedited material, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be totally new album in 2024.
So, awesome.
Yeah, we're just starting to work on the songs now, and it's already, I can already tell it's going to be more like a newer, not newer style. We're not really changing the style at all. It's just going to be, I don't know, kind of updated.
So refreshed, yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe a little refreshed, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Ronnie. We'll let you do what you do, and appreciate your time, and look forward to seeing you guys in Texas soon, maybe. I'll cross my fingers.
Yeah.
We'll see Bonfire, Bonfire in the
maybe
U.S.
Maybe you have to come over to Germany.
Right? There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Take it easy, Ronnie. Appreciate
that. Awesome, man. All right. Thank you, man.
Support the band. Support Bonfire. Support whatever they do. These guys are living legends. And the only original member in the band, as you heard the story, is Hans Ziller, guitarist since 1986. Wow, isn't that an awesome accomplishment? This guy is the only one left to hold up the flag of Bonfire. And of course, he has a badass band right now. He's got bassist Ronnie Parks, who is with us as our guest on this episode of That Metal Interview. Guitarist Frank Payne. He's got drummer Fabio Alessandrini, and we know that name from Annihilator. Awesome drummer. And on the vocals, as you heard the story from Ronnie, the newcomer who joined in 2022, Dean Mayer. And I'm not sure if it's Dean or Dean Mayer, but that's the new vocalist for Bonfire. And big shout out to all those guys and the original guy, Hans, who kept the flag rolling after all these years. So awesome. So check out and pick up their three albums that are available. The three first re-recordings, Don't Touch the Light, Fireworks, and Point Blank. On behalf of myself, James, all the way from the state of Texas in the US of A, on the third planet from the sun, as we are burned in the scorching heat, in this Texas heat. So thank you guys for checking out our podcast and your podcast. Thank you for supporting, streaming, downloading, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for your support on social media, subscribing, ringing the bell on YouTube. So thank you guys and girls, and don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.